This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's only backcountry ski resort will not see any more winters. Bluebird Backcountry, which opened in 2019, is closing. Bluebird offered a backcountry experience with some safety measures, including avalanche-mitigated terrain, but co-founder and CEO Jeff Woodward says it was never able to turn a profit. He says its remote location between Steamboat Springs and Kremling played a big role.
People either don't come as often as they might if it was closer, or don't come at all because it's so far to get there.
Backcountry and avalanche education was a big part of Bluebird's mission, and Woodward says this closure creates a gap for people learning the sport. Newly released figures from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency show ozone levels in Colorado Springs peaked above federal health limits. However, CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says this does not mean the city will face stiffer regulations on the dangerous lung irritant.
The springs peaked over what the EPA considers the safe threshold during an average from 2020 through 2022. The agency has the discretion to designate the city as being in non-attainment with the Clean Air Act, but EPA Regional Air and Radiation Director Adrienne Sandoval says the new data instead begins a dialogue.
We can provide technical advice and support, including any tools that we have or resources to help put plans into place to make sure that they don't go over these standards.
Meanwhile, Metro Denver is considered a severe violator of the EPA's ozone standards. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett is trying again to beef up the interstate response to zebra mussels and other invasive water species. Bennett and Republican Steve Daines of Montana have reintroduced a bill to expand federal oversight of efforts to limit cross-contamination between waterways. It would also make all at-risk river basins eligible for funding to decontaminate watercraft. You're listening to CPR News. Coming up next, more.